The Lord be with you.
And with
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may not be thirsty, or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman, but still no one asked, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Let's look at the readings. Let's look at Exodus, just briefly. Simply put, they would rather die in Egypt as slaves with water than die in freedom, trusting God who brought them through the water of the Red Sea. God will provide, and He does provide the water at Meribah and Massah. And we have that Psalm 95, which we sang. And we hear that psalm in the church, or the church prays that Psalm 95, every morning. And now the water is Jesus. So in Samaria, which is not with the Jews in Jerusalem, in the drudgery of life, the woman avoids her heart and asks for water. Jesus asks for water and reveals her heart to her. The conversation about Jews versus Samaritans is an attempt to divert herself from her own pain and her own emptiness. She could not handle the truth of herself, and Jesus presents the truth of the water of life to her and the truth of herself. For as St. Paul tells us, for Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. In her encounter with Jesus, she is so happy that she leaves her water jar, the very reason that she was there, and runs to the village to tell everyone about Jesus, the living water. That's how happy she is. Her joy is so great that she shares it with those who had not shared her life with her and would not. Her joy is greater than the pain and the confusion of her past life. Every believer is in danger of practicing a false religiosity, of not seeking the answer to the most intimate expectations and desires of the heart, but rather treating God as though He were at service of our desires. So Jesus clearly speaks to this woman about Jerusalem and true worship, yet He brings something new. He tells her, the hour is here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship Him. And so worship will not be limited to geography. It will be where the people of God are gathered in the Holy Spirit with the truth, who is Jesus. And God thirsts for our faith. And He wants to find the source of our authentic happiness in Him. He wants us to find that happiness which can only be found in Him. And each of us yearns for completeness of who we are. How can I be complete? The passing emotions, the thoughts, the things of the earth do not fulfill the human spirit, but rather only the truth, who is a person whom we come to know in the power of the Spirit. She ran to that village and she said, come see a man who told me everything. Everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ? Is he the one who's going to save us? Faith is born from an encounter with Jesus, which is the true meaning of Christian life. Hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. That's what St. Paul tells us in that selection today, Romans 5, 1-8. Read it again. It's a great selection because we want to live in that hope. And that hope doesn't disappoint because God sends His Spirit. And there's the answer. Those who recognize the Lord, recognize Him as the Savior, have an encounter with Jesus, they accept Him and they live differently.